The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
So for Everton, their unbeaten run continues in the Premier League. 1-1 at Stoke last night. David Fahili has just managed to get home from the fixture. Horrendous evening on the roads, by all accounts, was it, David?
Nightmare, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was horrendous.
Stoke's only an hour away, unless you're on that M6.
Yeah, and there's 50 miles worth of road work we didn't tell you about and all like that. Surprise!
Never mind, at least the Blues didn't lose. Loads of them went down there. How was the overall performance?
It was all right, to be honest with you. First of all, in my opinion, he picked the wrong system. He went three at the back again. That system is designed for a team what is looking to burst past you, press on the wide, their full-backs up on top of you, and you to get behind them. Well, this isn't them. These are the antithesis of that, the apotheosis of it. So basically, we're pushing on, and they're dropping balls behind Mason Holgate. That's what the goal comes from. It was basically, their methodology is a long ball, wherever it is, whatever the thing is, that's the primary focus. So that's what it was. They dropped the ball behind Mason Holgate. Arnautovic got round, put it across, and the other fella can't miss from there. It was like defending 101. So, yeah, he changed it at half time. We got more. The other thing about it was they were running straight through the middle of us, and Gareth Barry wasn't there last night, and he normally stops teams doing that, running straight through the middle of us, and you could notice it because they're not that great. They're Stoke. They're really poor. They've got no pace on the outside. They've got nothing coming through the middle at you. And yet Joe Allen, all of a sudden, is beating 2 and 3 players. And I'm looking at it going, what's going on here? So, no, I think he realised by our time, this has got to stop. And once we got into the game, we didn't look like losing it from that point on. But nor did we seem like winning it, neither, in my honest opinion. We looked blunted in attack. We didn't look to be able... Normally, Lukaku is best when he's facing goal and running on. We didn't look to give him a ball like that all night. But, so, no, it was all right. That's all I would say to you.
What about the goal that Everton scored? A little bit of controversy about it. Afterwards, Mark Hughes said that the referee, Craig Pawson, caved in to pressure from Everton's players. Have you had a chance to look at it again? Because there was some sort of debate around offside.
Yeah, apparently Lukaku was offside. I have not seen it again, and it was down the other end from me. But I'll tell you what I did notice. It's very, very rare in the Premier League that the linesman gives offside for the goal. The other team go over and convince him to change his mind. That's a rarity in my experience. And I go to all kinds of games everywhere, and I have done for years. And that is a rarity. So I was surprised when he'd done it, to be honest with you. But yeah, it was a strange game last night. It's always strange going there anyway, to be honest with you. But that was that was even stranger than normal last night, to be perfectly frank.
It's an odd place. It's always sort of blustery. It's always freezing.
Freezing. I said to the biddy coming out, it's always freezing. He looked at me as if to say, you're telling me about this? I stand here every week. It's freezing.
He stands there every day.
Yeah, he looked at me as if to say, you're telling me.
A few of the players that got good reports from the game. So you tell me more. Tom Davis, I see one of the papers calling him clever and cocky. Is he continuing to demonstrate his rise to stardom?
He is. But I think you might find we're all very, very impressed with Tom. And he's right. He has got a little bit of that attitude about him. He's going to need it too going forward. But I think if Garnagay had been available yesterday, I think he'd have played him, and that would have stopped what I told you in the first half when the run stayed through the middle of us. This is a work in progress. We've got kids on the park here. It's not just one. It's two, three, sometimes four of them. When Calvert-Lewin comes back, he never bought a striker. So there's another one who's going to be second cab off the rank here. Do you know what I'm saying to you? Luchman come on at the end. So it's definitely a work in progress, but he's been a bonus. Davis, absolutely, he's been a bonus. And he saved him a nice few quid in the summer, I would suggest.
Well, Morgan Schneiderlin cost a few quid, and he's sort of trying to settle into Gareth Barry's boots now.
He is, and he looked all... I'll tell you what he did do, what I did notice. The kid looks to do a forward pass. Sometimes he gets cut out, but he's tried to thread it. That's what I've just said to you then about Romelu Lukaku. We've had him on Everton's boots for 3.5 years. And we've never had a midfielder who can actually supply the things what he needs. Like when Duncan Ferguson played for us, and we never had a winger. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So at least he does try to see the through ball. And I like that about him. He's got a bit of class about him by the looks of him.
So you think you've got the link there? You think you've got something in the making? What about, I know it wasn't about Stoke for you at all, but It was a momentous night for Peter Crouch and his 100th Premier League goal. That's quite a record, you know. 36 years old and he reaches that target.
I still can't believe that he got 10 goals in the Premier League, but he got 100, so you've got to respect it. No.
Really? I still do quite like him as a player.
He's a nice lad, but I don't like the game you've got to play when he's there. That's what I'm saying. I've got nothing against him. It's just that in order to utilise, England used to do it, in order to utilise him properly, you've got to play long ball. Simple as that, because he can't do anything else. So I don't really like that system, to be honest. But no, he's a nice lad and fair play to him. He scored a few against us for a few teams, to be honest. We were talking about that last night when it came up on the screen. But yeah, if you'd have asked me 10 years ago, if I bet a pound to win £1 million, will Peter Crouch get it under the Premier League goals? I'd have probably said no. I'll keep me pound in my pocket.
I think 99% of people would have gone with you as well. Looking at the league table, David, do Everton have a hope of catching Manchester United?
Yeah, we do. What Dale Tempest said before about, I always think this in January, February, March, is when the other competitions kick in. Is that, yeah, we've only got one game a week to the end of the season, no matter what happens. So given keeping everybody fit, yeah, I don't think that's it, though, this year. I actually do think, I was talking to Neil Atkinson yesterday from the Anfield, that's funny enough, and he said the same, he thinks we'll get it. But I think it's not really the issue this year. Ours is, you saw the transfer window, it was more about outgoings than it was incomings. Mm. So he's trying to clear the deck, this fella. Well, that what I told you earlier on about, he got that system wrong last night in the first half. So it's kind of, we're still tweaking everything. Everybody's still getting to know each other. We're seeing what's best for us, what works best away from home, what works best against the lower teams. We're going to have to learn that stuff. So maybe this year's, it is 1 year too soon. Maybe we'll see, but I don't think it's catching them in principle. It is out of the realms of possibility, no?
Did it disappoint you, that transfer window?
I wanted a striker, but did they expect us to get one? No, really. No, I didn't. No. I said yesterday to Matty, the only one I can remember off the top of my head and ever being a success in the January window was Luis Suarez. And there must have been 200 buys since that came in. So we've had Jelovic, who was great for the first year, maybe 9-10 months. And Naismith, the opposite, where he comes, stunk the gaff out and then became a player later. But apart from that, no, it's not a great window for it. It's more about in deals and swap this for that and kind of much of a muchness thing. Usually it is for us. So I wasn't expecting much different, kids, to be honest.
David, thank you very much indeed for your time. If the Blues got next?
We've got Bournemouth on Saturday at home.
Bournemouth, so you need to leapfrog from this one and hopefully put three in the bank at the weekend. Actually, that could be likely.
Well, that's the point. We've seen these run of games. As long as we didn't lose that one last night, that was the important thing, because the Palace thing, it's momentum, the home crowd. Well, we'll look at that and say, I don't know, City, Palace, Stoke and Bournemouth, and we dropped 2 points out of them 4 games. Well, you would have thought you'd lost to Man City in the first place, so you're already ahead of the game, man.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.